The president has issued a statement insisting that the implementation of the environmental impact fee should be delayed for a year and not scrapped altogether, because he said that EIF, or the impact fee, is the fundamental component of the president's signature policy, which is the Palau National Marine Sanctuary. By 2021, Palau's economic exclusive zone will be closed to commercial fishing, and part of the revenue that will be collected from the EIF will go to the Fisheries Protection Fund. So if he agrees to scrap it altogether, then what's the point of having the Palau National Marine Sanctuary if you don't have a long-term financial plan to replace the revenues that will be lost from closing the EEC?
And you would think that those who are voting in the proposed repeal will go to the Senate next, and those who vote will be clearly aware of that. Is there a potential here that the whole marine sanctuary idea could collapse?
Yes, there's a potential. I just heard from the chairman of the Senate Committee on Ways and Means, which is handling the proposed repeal. He said that the Senate's take on this is going to be a little different. He said that the position to be recommended is still being worked on, whether they're going to scrap it, whether they're going to take the president's position to delay it, or whether they're going to look for other sources. Because the House of Delegates' version of the bill did not propose any alternative sources for the Palau National Marine Sanctuary funding.
I note that the president has also said that it would be premature to take any action whilst this proposed amendment is before the Senate, but that implies that if it goes the way that he doesn't want it to go, that there is action he could take. I mean, are there presidential powers he could invoke that would simply overrule the whole process?
Yes, he could either veto the bill when it comes to him for signature. That has his presidential power, is to make amendments, or there's also an option that he will not take any action in it, then by April 1 it gets implemented. Because the Ministry of Finance, the Immigration, the Labor is actually operating in a sense that this will be implemented, because as far as we know, the Palau National Marine Sanctuary, if there's no amendment to delay it, will be implemented by April 1, because that's the law.
Is it unprecedented for Palau's president to use the veto?
He had it in the past, but the average of a bill being vetoed is unlikely, because usually the president's known to talk to the legislature first and try and make a compromise and try and iron out the kinks before it gets to that point.
So it's going to be an interesting period, because even if the Senate comes back with a revised model, presumably it then has to go to further discussion.
We don't know for sure, because it was passed on first reading, and then it went to the Committee on Ways and Means, and then there's also the second reading, and then the committee report, and they probably had to conduct public hearings. I don't know for sure. And then if the Senate version is different from the House version, and the House rejects the Senate version, then they have to go through the conference committee. They have to discuss it again. So it could be a long process. But time is ticking, because by April 1, the environmental impact fee, which is $100, will have to be implemented. There will be no amendments to that law.